reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, his clothing became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with them. Then Peter said in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice that says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When his disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Fire by night, a cloud by day. In this
Christ. It's not just the glory, it's the passion. And unless you have the passion, you will not understand the glory. All this has great meaning in our lives. In following Jesus Christ, we're following the cross. I'm old enough and human enough to have experienced loneliness and rejection and judgment and disappointment, even betrayal in my life. Just last week I had lunch with a priest, good friend, who 2 years ago almost died from COVID. He was 30 days in the hospital, intubated for 9 days. And while he was in isolation, he told me,
the burden
the meaning of the cross, the death, the sufferings, the experience of Jesus Christ in darkness. I have lived long enough myself to know darkness, to know confusion, to wonder about the future, to question the future, to question myself. Until you have this experience of the cross, you have no gospel to preach. That's the messianic secret. The gospel of prosperity and the gospel of success and the gospel of glory. None of that could happen until you've gone through the passion. The passion is a time of grace. It's a time when I discover that the Jesus whom I have experienced in passion is the same Jesus revealed to me on the mountain of transfiguration. So wherever you are in your life, whatever burdens you carry, whatever fears, the limitations, the unfulfilled expectations, see in these moments a call to holiness, a call to understand the person of Jesus, to experience the person of Jesus, to be touched by the love of somebody who has already gone through this very same thing. The same Jesus in suffering and in glory. So tell no one about the glory of God in your life. Tell no one about the resurrection and the power of Jesus Christ until you have first walked with Jesus Christ in the passion, death, and then resurrection. Powerful teaching. It's a teaching for everyone else. It's a teaching for me. My life. It has meant a lot to me in my life to take these moments of darkness, of struggle over disappointment, and shame them into moments of grace, moments of teaching, moments of life. The world doesn't understand this. Some churches.